Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1599, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, looking for me. He told me to leave town that Sunday before the Conley case came up the next week. He told me not to let them get me by any means. I asked him if I went to Stockbridge to my mother's, would that be all right? And he said yes, just so I got out of town and didn't let them get me. After I was hurt, they took me down to Fairhaven Hospital, colored. When I was down there, Burke came down and brought a man by the name of Burns and some Jew, whose name I don't know. Burns went over with me, in Burke's presence, the same things that I stated to Burke, and I told the same thing. I told Burke, but Burke knew that I was not telling the truth. I am now staying at the police station because I want to stay there to keep Burke and his crowd from worrying me. While I was over at the hospital, while Mr. Burns and Mr. Burke were present, they tried to get me to say that the officers' detectives beat me up. They asked me if I was sure the train hit me, said I had a scar on the back of my head, and I couldn't have got bruised up by getting struck by the train, that they believed the detectives beat me up. They asked me, "Do you know for certain that the train hit you?" I told them, "Yes, sir." Burke gave me the attached card and said to leave town, and if any of the detectives got me to call him up and he would come to see about me. Nobody has mistreated me since I have been staying at the station house. I have read over as best as I could this affidavit and the affidavit I swore to before G.W. Bury on 16th of April, 1914, and I have written my name on each page to this affidavit, and of that affidavit, both of which I say contain true statements. Attached to the above affidavit is the card of G.W. Burke, referred to in the affidavit, with the name Albert Knight written across it. Mr. Burke came out to my house 3 or 4 times to see me in the afternoon, but he didn't catch me there until he had made the 3rd or 4th trip, and he caught me there at 7:30, and I was in bed, and he sat down and talked to me the way people do, and that I had to die, and if I had to die, then did I think I would go to heaven and all like that, and I said yes, and all the time I knew what he was after, for me to change my affidavit, and Manola would tell me at night that these fellows had been out there to see me, and I said what for, and she claimed she didn't know, and he come.